I'm Marjorie. This is Beezy, and you are at we're at Dave and Buster's for part two of the anniversary show.
Up here, you know, having a good time. Got Marjorie out here. Modest Media, Kim, Beefo. He left. He went to go see Smurfs in 3D. He left early.
Smurfs in 3D.
Mike, me and Mike about to take a shot right now, man. TJ, we got the intern TJ out here.
Aaron Bags, nigga.
Out here having a good time for part two of the anniversary show. Thanks for watching.
Excuse me. Can I get through here?
We're having a really good time. We got the opportunity to meet a lot of our viewers and supporters, and that was, like, amazing.
Earthlings, what's up?
It's your man, SKYZOO.
There's 92 Crew.
This is Sasha Mackie.
Yo, this is K Mayfield, Mania Music Group.
What's good, people? This is your man, 4Knox, live and direct.
Nairobi from the Tricycle Crash.
I am Eternia from my mother's womb.
This is Dead End Hip Hop.
Dead End Hip Hop. Rocking with Dead End Hip Hop.
Shout out to Dead End Hip Hop.
Dead End Hip Hop.
Dead End Hip Hop.
Dead End Hip Hop.
Jim Crawford wants to know, what's your position on the SOPA bill that was recently rejected but could still be a possibility in the future?
How I feel about it, it don't need to happen. I don't think that the censorship of the internet needs to happen in the way that they're talking about, the whole piracy and all of that, because there are some good programs out there, and not everybody needs to be shut down, like Dropbox and, you know, some things that people that need those type of digital tools. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to shut that down too. You're trying to censor that too because it, you know, goes against piracy. Right. So I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it the whole way, but I also know how the government runs and they're going to bring it back. It's not going nowhere. You know, it's still not going nowhere because they still shut down Mega Upload without it, didn't they?
Yeah.
You're indicting people around the world and bringing them to the judicial system here. Like, we don't even do that with killers and stuff. I don't think that we reserve the right to just go after anybody that is putting out stuff like that. Not in the way that we're doing. You know what I'm saying? Not going out there and aggressively going after these people like that.
I'm against SOPA for what the residuals will be. I'm not against the idea. I mean, it seems like it should be basic, common fucking sense that piracy is wrong. But the issue is, what SOPA's going to do is going to affect a lot of other sites. I do think that what they did was they put together a really ludicrous act because they knew it would get shut down. And then right behind it, they could sneak something else in there that will make more sense. Artists deserve to get paid for their work. Let's be fucking real. They do. And when I say, I know we had this discussion before, when I say that I'm going to go out and buy this motherfucker's album because I think it's dope, I'm going to buy it. It's $10. Mm-hmm. And I know not a lot of people can do that. You know, but speaking from a guy that has a job, and I can afford to do that, and I do it. But as far as if we should be going after people that are pirating albums, if I think the way they're looking at it, if it's U.S. artists that are putting these albums out and they're being pirated by motherfuckers in China, hey, you're fucking with people that are here.
I think for me, when I look at the bigger picture, it's more or less the labels, the industry themselves has failed to modify their business model to fit the way the market is right now. And they are trying to find ways to shut down everything because they want to continue to operate as a dinosaur. And I think that's the bigger problem. Yes, this bill will come back. It will be snuck in on some other bill. And that's it. So, and nobody would pay attention to it. I think everybody needs to continue to support the artists. And I think that's what I see in hip-hop now. I see a movement towards people buying albums. Whereas before, I see a lot of encouragement. I'm not saying that they are. But I see a lot, even online, I see a lot of people saying, yo, go support the artists, go buy this, go purchase this, go cop that. So, piracy needs to stop. But, you know, it's nothing new.
Brown.
I said in front of the camera.
Hold up, big time. Why you can't laugh? If you laugh,
I can't help it.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
At Dark One, make sure you follow on
Twitter. You ain't do this shit at what?
Coolness 19 wants to know, what has been each of you guys' favorite webisode slash review?
I know mine.
What's yours?
The Slaughterhouse one when he was like, Superman broke his head. I think that's my favorite one.
Oh, yeah.
Superman ain't got no money.
Right? Yeah. And what was funny about it is because that's not what Ken was like going for.
I think that's my favorite one so far, man. I can still look back at that one.
Little B. And not because of how the webisode turned out, but because of how after the show that you guys didn't get to see. And all you motherfuckers always say, oh, why did he got a cart in his house? Look, I threw a 4th of July party. I used the cart to transport the goods and the food downstairs. But the party was dope. The Little B conversation was interesting because I didn't think it was going to go where it went. Looking back at it now, I thought it was hilarious. Like, looking back at it now, I could look back at it. I know Mike don't give a damn. He probably still ain't watch it. But for me, I still think it's hilarious. It's hilarious.
Since he's talking about that, let's clear that up real quick. That seems to be everybody's favorite. Even Neil Drop said that was his favorite show.
Yeah. Really?
Maybe one of these days I'll watch it when I'm in a mood. But look,
I don't think it's as bad as you think it is.
It doesn't matter. I was hungover, and Kim pissed me the fuck off. We do not argue like that on a regular basis. Usually, we picking on somebody like FIFA. We do not argue like that, and I'm not normally an asshole like that. And I did apologize for yelling at him like that. I was hungover, and I was in a bad mood, and he pissed me off. There.
If I had to pick one, it would have probably Goblin. I would have to pick Goblin for sure. Only because I think that was the kickoff. Because I think that show was just so freaking crazy. Yeah, and you know, and you saw everybody. You saw everybody. Rod came out. This dude was going at it. You know, me and FIFO. Like, everybody was going at it. So, everybody. So, I think if I had to pick one, Goblin was it. Goblin was it. I think Goblin helped really put us out there a lot.
Stan Lee wants to know, will hip-hop ever be bigger than rock, and why hip-hop doesn't accept outsiders as much as other genres? I didn't really agree with that. I thought hip-hop was kind of very acceptable. But
do I think hip-hop will ever be bigger than rock? I mean, shit, it's getting there now. I mean, who right now is huge in rock that hasn't been around for fucking years? What, Nickelback? You know what I'm saying? Like, they're still selling out arenas. I don't know if hip-hop will ever be bigger, but it's on par. You know, rock has been huge, you know, since the fucking 50s. Yeah. Hip-hop came around in the 70s, and look where it's gotten that quickly. You know, so I think if rock is here, hip-hop is right there, I would say. Now, as far as hip-hop accepting outsiders versus rock accepting outsiders, I'm not exactly sure what you mean by an outsider.
Well,
are we turning this back into a race question?
I don't know. I didn't really agree with that.
I do think that hip-hop is a little more inclusive than rock is, because when you look at mainstream rock, like I said, you can have your Nickelbacks, but you can still have your U2s, you can still have your Coldplays, you can still have, you know what I'm saying? You have all these groups that are at the top making crazy money, but none of them sound similar.
Yeah.
But then when you look at hip-hop, you have your Jay-Z's, your Lil Wayne's, your Kanye's. They're not really all that drastically different. Or maybe that's just my ears, the way my ears work, but I don't see those as being that different. I do think that rock is a little more, or the rock genre is a little more accepting.
Manny Sedino wants to know, do you guys have girlfriends? And if you don't have a girlfriend, are you married? And if you're not married, and if you're not married, which one of you guys
is the most ass?
It's more of the a lady's man. Yeah.
That's
I'm
not what it's.
I'm not gonna say. I'm not gonna say who gets the most bitches.
All right, bro.
Hopefully, if it goes down, and if it does, Mayweather or Pacquiao.
Mayweather. That's a question for like four of us. I don't think C-Tom.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know about Pacquiao.
He just started shit. You just started shit. Mayweather.
I would say Mayweather because Pacquiao sounds like he's running from it.
Mayweather. Yeah. Thank you. Mayweather all day.
You know, Mayweather hands down.
Mayweather hands
down. Undefeated, the best pound for pound boxer to ever fight.
And he's part of the money team. And if Pacquiao does win, fucking Ray J gonna get them booty goons. Baby mother.
Oh, they about to go in now.
What up, B? What was up with that gang?
Man, bro, I got a little tight. You see how hard I'm breathing? Goodness gracious. But I didn't lose, though.
What's up with that gang, right?
I all got tired, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's tough loss, man.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't be stopped.
It seemed like Rod was really giving it to you. Why don't you tell us what was going on with that shot, third game?
Fatigue. Yeah, you see my forehead sweating and everything.
That first game, you were just on fire. 34 points.
I couldn't be stopped. You know what I'm saying? Couldn't be stopped.
So go ahead and tell us what happened in that first game. It was 34 to about 28.
34 to 28, you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Miguel Silva wants to know who makes the music for your show.
Hey, look at here, Miguel. Look at here, man. We be saying it all the time. Hopefully you're on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Look, it's the homeboy Payoso. You know what I'm saying? I always be tweeting. Yo, the man behind the Dead End Hip Hop sound is Payoso.
Chris Lewis writes, in music today, is the term avant-garde or experimental tossed around too easily? And if so, is it used to make certain artists look better than competing artists?
Is the term avant-garde used to make an artist sound better? Definitely.
Yeah.
That avant-garde, all that really means to me is that you're experimenting with other sounds. To me, that's what avant-garde means. But yes, artists will, in an extremely pretentious way, try to make it sound like their music is better than somebody else's by saying it's avant-garde. Definitely. Is that a fact? Like, is that a factual thing? Like, can you factually say this is better than this because it's avant-garde? Definitely not. But I know personally dudes who do that shit. Well, I make avant-garde. But you're making an excuse for your music sounding like shit. You know, I can say anything is avant-garde, you know, or experimental. I definitely prefer experimental hip-hop to anything else just because I like the way that shit sounds, and I appreciate artists that take influences and pieces from other genres and try to throw it into hip-hop, but I don't think that shit makes it anything better than other stuff.
You just actually said it. I think sometimes it is an excuse for people not liking a certain form of music.
They don't understand
it. Or understand it. Right. And, you know, I think that pretentiousness come in where they're like, oh, it's just this, that, and other. You know, it's this, that, and other, whatever. But, yeah, I mean, I is it thrown out there loosely? You know, I want to say no, but, you know, I think just personal. But I do think that if you don't like or understand it or whatever, I think people do take that angle and say, well,
you know, a good example of that is some of Blue's stuff. Like when he puts out shit that is totally lo-fi and dead ass, it sounds like crap. People will excuse it by saying, well, look, man, it's experimental, it's avant-garde. No, it's not mastered. You know what I'm saying? It's not mixed properly. It's not avant-garde, it just sounds bad. You know, and I think that term is thrown around too loosely. It's kind of unfair to people that do actually go into it and try to do avant-garde music and experiment music, like a Death Grips. They are like the epitome, and a Shabazz Palace's Soul, LP's older stuff. Like, those are dudes that were truly doing avant-garde experimental hip-hop. Cannibal Ox, perfect example. But other motherfuckers will come out, put out some bullshit, some straight out the trash. I just shit on a CD, smashed it, and gave it to somebody and say, you know what, man? That's a regard. You just don't get it. Nah, dog, it sucks.
Individually, which album or artist got you into hip-hop?
Man, for me,
that's so hard.
You know, somebody had asked in the Be Nasty comments if I was Hispanic. Yes, I'm Cuban. So with me growing up, I really didn't listen to hip-hop and R&B like that. You know, so I came into hip-hop a little bit later. The first album and artist that got me into hip-hop was Biggie Ready to Die.
I can't say what album or artist got me into hip-hop, because, I mean, that was like third grade, and it wasn't like you really had a choice when you're that young. It's just like what was on the radio. That was what got played. So, I mean, that's a time when it was like Kid and Play, you know. Like,
so you can say Kid and Play then.
I mean, but it wasn't like I heard a Kid and Play song and was like, oh my God, I like hip-hop. But when I was young, hip-hop was still kind of like a newer thing. Mm-hmm. So it was like when Hammer and Heavy D and Kid and Play was on the radio, that's just what we jammed on. You know what I'm saying? So I guess I could say Hammer and Heavy D and Kid and Play, because that was my first concert when I was 11, was MC Hammer, Heavy D, and Kid and Play. So, I mean, yeah, shit, as lame as it sounds, I'll go with that shit.
Wow, I think C-Town was absolutely right. You're young, and you are only exposed to certain, you know, to music at a certain level, which is probably what's on the radio. I had cousins that were older than me, so I had to, you know, of course heard a lot of stuff they were playing. But, you know, when I think about hip-hop and I think about me as a youngster, LL Cool J, I think about, you know, in high school, NWA, Cube, all that stuff. But a lot of the older guys, man, LL, Run DMC, Fat Boys, you know, all that stuff is the stuff that I remember when I was a kid growing up. Because hip-hop was relatively new at that time. You know, Red Kingpin, that was with the J City.
Red Kingpin, yep.
Eric B., Rakim, Big Daddy Kane. You know, that's like Slick Rick, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was kind of like when I started listening to hip-hop, you know, I got turned on to it. EPMD, you know what I'm saying? Ice Cube.
I can't really
like an album, like, okay, yes, I'm turned on to hip-hop. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just remember, like, you know, having my blank cassette tape in the radio, just waiting for them. Like, they try how they top 88. I'm like, okay,
how you record though? Say it right now.
Gotta have push play and record at the same time. Like, I see when they play, and then look, and then you try to pause it so you won't get the commercials. They're like, oh, bam, there you go. Oh, I got the next track right now. Now they about to play. They gonna play this track next. They gonna play Eric B. for President.
Uh huh.
You know,
so have downloaded back.
Yeah,
then.
You had downloaded. You had that blank cassette
tape.
And then you get mad when it get messed up. You gotta kind of get your finger in there. You gotta turn
the
back straight.
Don't forget the tissue.
Yeah. That's what turned me on to hip hop was that, man. You know, having a little boom box and stuff and just catching the dope songs in the radio, man. You know, EPMD, like I said, EPMD, you know, West Coast stuff. You know, that's why I'm so happy where I grew up at. We just played it all. So, you know, that was dope. Good times.
Hold on. I'm a race too.
Just wipe one at a time.
Oh, they must have been closed.